Hi, my name is Cody Sandusky, and I wanted to share some of my reflections from 2019. The thing I am most proud of in 2019 is embracing my inner rebellion and being more pirate. I read the book Be More Pirate by Sean Conniff Allende and participated in his live session during the Innovators Conference in Paris. And after these events, I became really inspired to break some rules at work and really ask, why are we doing certain things around the company? I took my first step into professional rule breaking by organizing a meeting without the leadership and traditional management team. This meeting was a bottom-up approach where all us normal people held a retrospective to discuss and brainstorm on what we could do to improve our current working situation and how to add value back into the business. This meeting resulted into a call of arms that was presented to the management team on how we would like to see the team organized, develop, and what we should do to continue to add value. One of our key challenges I have overcome this year was getting upper management to understand the benefit of empowering people and unleashing entrepreneurial thinking within the company. What really helped me was getting buy-in from the senior HR manager. I first had to convince the HR manager about the why and then show them the how. One of the key elements to this was a pitch deck that had been iterated upon many, many times until it clicked with the audience. I also presented the use case of Adobe Kickbox, which also helped a lot. After that, the upper management then realized the potential and bought into the idea. So what do I think our company is doing differently, or what is our unique sauce? Well, our company in the last 2 years has really embraced corporate innovation by creating a division within the organization called IT Innovation. This group was originally based off the Spotify model, but during the years, we have learned that there is no set model or a perfect way to structure an innovation group. I would say our secret sauce has been understanding that and really looking at our company culture and iterating on how we can organically grow and adapt to the changes inside of the organization. The most important corporate innovation trend I see in general for 2020 and beyond is allowing employees freedom and flexibility to choose how they work and what they work on. For example, if you take a traditional project manager role where they are assigned a project to work on from their manager, there might not be much interest or passion to work on the task. But if you allow the project manager to pick which project they would like to work on, it allows them to follow their passion and select something that is of interest to them, which provides empowerment and enjoyment in their work. It also builds trust and respectful relationships between the employee, manager, and culture of the organization. This is part of empowerment, which I see as an important trend organizations need to adopt and adapt to stay competitive in the market. So, as a final message to everyone out there, don't be afraid to take risk. Failure is part of life, or as the painter Bob Ross puts it, we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents. I hope you can take some of these reflections and implement them into your professional and private life. Thank you for your time.